Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
As the school year is winding down, there's a group of people who need all the applause for safely getting kids to and from school and all of the activities. Today is School Bus Drivers Day. This observance originated in California after it had been celebrated there informally for a while. The California legislature declared the day official in 2009. They created the day to draw special public attention to school bus drivers for their exceptional contributions to students. At the beginning of the 20th century, children were transported to and from school in horse-drawn carriages. Then Ford built a bus body for a 1927 Ford Model T school bus. The open-sided steel-paneled buses were produced for the first time. The 1930s saw a rise in the use of the front entry doors. The rear door, however, was still there and was used for emergencies. During a meeting in 1939, 44 requirements for school buses were approved. One was that the buses were always painted yellow. The hue was chosen because the black letters could be read on it, and it was believed to be the easiest to see at sunrise and dusk. School buses have frequently undergone modifications, but the one thing that has not changed is the need for bus drivers. Children from rural areas especially have benefited greatly from caring bus drivers. When my kids were in public school, our bus driver was the first to greet them in the morning and the last school employee they would have contact with at the end of the day. She still holds a special place in our heart, so cheers to the school bus drivers.
Great views, great beef, and an unforgettable experience. I'm Levi Messersmith, co-host for the 2026 Cattleman's Ball of Nebraska, and I'm inviting you to join us June 5th and 6th in a pasture north of Cozad. Enjoy gourmet beef meals, a full weekend of events, and special activities, all for a worthy cause. Independent country music star Aaron Watson will headline the event, which supports cancer research at the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now. Visit cattlemansball.com, grab yours today, and help make a lasting impact in the fight against cancer.